That's okay. Number one, foot pain, left side. Number two, no history of trauma. Number three, urinary tract infection. Number four, status post-evaluation by a gastroenterologist for abdominal pain. Number five, colonoscopy, EGD up to date. Number six, CT scan was done within normal limits. Number seven, maintenance exam, mammogram is up to date. Number eight, patient is now taking her Motrin PRN and the Linzess on a regular basis and has had good success with pantoprazole. Next number, she says her foot has been hurting when she walks on it, sometimes worse than others. Next number, some edema noted off and on. Our patient is a 52-year-old woman, a truck driver over the road, comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. Patient is about to have left shoulder surgery for rotator cuff tear, which she is quite concerned about, period. New paragraph, meanwhile, she's having issues with foot pain, no history of trauma, and some edema in the lower extremity, abdominal pain off and on, history of recurrent urinary tract infection, and history of borderline right ventricular hypertrophy that needed to be reevaluated today, and a thyroid cyst from a year ago, period. The paragraph, her COVID immunization is up to date. The paragraph, has not had any pain with history of uterine fibroids, period. Maintenance exam up to date, both colonoscopy and mammogram. Next number of medications reviewed from list. That includes Linzess, gabapentin, and pantoprazole, and very little ibuprofen from time to time. Medical problems, acid reflux, anemia, anxiety, arthritis, depression, endometriosis, gastritis, ulcer, thyroid cyst, and history of fibroids. Family history, positive for diabetes, hypertension, negative for colon cancer, negative for breast cancer. Review of system, as above, immunization means COVID is up to date. Allergy includes oxycontin, oxycodone, hydrocodone, sulfur drugs, Cipro, and Keflex, period. Patient on exam today weighs 264, gained about 10 pounds. We talked about this at length, especially the fact that she's a truck driver. Patient 99%, 98/216, 144 over 89. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows trace edema. There's foot pain and calf pain on the right side, present neurological non-focal. Assessment number one, as far as abdominal pain is concerned, she's stable with the current treatment plan. Number two, colonoscopy is up to date. Number three, EGG is up to date. Number four, patient recently was seen at Kingwood Emergency Room for chest pain, which turned out to be gastroesophageal reflux. Number five, CT of the abdomen was negative. Number six, as far as foot pain is concerned, the x-rays of the foot are negative for any fractures. Rule out intermittent claudication. No change in her Doppler study of the lower extremity noted. Number seven, left inguinal hernia noted. Number eight, chronic urinary tract infection. No further issues noted. Number nine, calcified abdominal aorta. Number 10, multiple fibroids noted within the uterus. Number six, and number eight, whatever number is. Thyroid cyst, less than 0.5 centimeter left side, or at 0.5 centimeter left side. Number eight, scheduled for shoulder surgery, left side. Patient is... we'll have cardiac evaluation prior to this. Next number, knee pain related to DJD. Next number is echocardiogram shows no changes in the right ventricular hypertrophy seen before. Next number, quarter ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, blood pressure is controlled. Next number, she's taking valacyclovir on a PRN basis. Next number, fatty liver, no change. Next number, discuss findings with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, samples of Lofena, L-O-F-E-N-A, 25 milligram given to take either that or Motrin, but not together for foot pain. Next number, if foot pain continues, we'll get a CT of her foot at that time. Thank you.